Today, we're continuing our conversation on 30 truths about your wedding that nobody tells you, so stay tuned.
Welcome to the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast by Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley, the weekly show that makes wedding planning fun again. Here, you'll go from planning panic, that constant sense of feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and needing to please those around you, to being in control again, feeling confident, encouraged, and calm in planning the day you've always dreamed of. From interviews with industry experts to firsthand planning tips and more, you'll learn ways to make wedding planning easy, affordable, and as stress-free as possible. Now here's your host, Felicia Zammit McMahon.
Hello, and welcome back to the show where we teach you everything you need to know to plan your wedding like a pro. This is episode number 31, and I'm coming at you every Wednesday answering the most commonly asked questions couples have when it comes to planning their wedding and bringing you expert advice from the most amazing wedding professionals in the industry. Now, if you were with us last week, you know that this is part two of a continuing conversation that we had. And I'm going to be discussing 30 truths that nobody tells you about your wedding. Now, while you're planning your wedding, you're going to be hearing so many things from so many different people. Some of them true, some of them not. But as somebody who's been in your shoes before, these are truths that I discovered. And these are truths that nobody told me. So I wanted to share what I learned with you. So we're picking up the conversation today. Last week we did 15 truths. Today we're going to do the next 15. So the first truth, and I've mentioned this several times, is that you're going to watch your wedding video more than you think. Now, leading up to your wedding, a lot of people are probably going to tell you, don't waste your money. You don't watch it. It's a waste. But here's the truth. The truth is you actually do watch that wedding video more than you think you are, because there's going to be so many special moments from that day. If you're, you know, one that really loves to celebrate your anniversary, if you're really sentimental like I am, you're going to be watching that thing over and over and over again. So I know people are probably going to have your best interest in mind by telling you, you know, don't waste your money. But here's the thing. Your wedding video is an heirloom. It becomes a treasure. It becomes something that's passed down from generation to generation. So think about that when you're making your decision. And just know that it is something that you are definitely going to be watching more than you think. The next truth is that traditions don't need to be kept. And, you know, I mentioned this over and over again. You know, traditions are not rules. They don't need to be kept. You could use as much tradition or as less tradition as you want with your wedding day. And, you know, so don't get caught up in thinking, well, this is what I have to do, because you don't have to do anything. You know, you do you. You do what makes you happy. And like I mentioned, there are only a few rules that you need to follow. And that is, you know, to make sure that you have a licensed officiant, to make sure that you have your wedding license and marriage license on time, and to make sure that you have two witnesses. Outside of that, you could do whatever you want. So don't get caught up in tradition. And this was something, you know, as we were planning our wedding, we didn't get caught up in that. You know, we did kind of question, like, you know, what are people going to think if we don't do this? And what are people going to think if we don't do that? But the sooner you could get out of your head and realize it doesn't really matter because this is your day and you can make it your own, the easier it's going to be. So that's another truth that people don't tell you. You know, you don't have to keep every single tradition. The next truth is that you're going to be late. And this may not be the case if you have a wedding planner, but if you don't have a wedding planner, chances are you are going to be late. Now, I'm not talking hours late. I'm talking like 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes at the most, but you are going to be running late. And, you know, I know you're going to have your wedding timeline put together, and I know everybody's going to, you know, be at the church or at your venue at a certain time, and they're going to be on time. But you will run late. Now, why does this happen? Well, maybe you're stuck in traffic. Maybe, you know, it takes a little longer to get into the limo than you thought. You know, maybe it takes a little bit longer to do some photos. Maybe you forgot something and you have to run back and get it. You know, there's so many things that can happen. So just plan for being a little late, you know, and it's nothing to worry about. This happens all the time. Don't stress about it. I didn't even really know I was late until my husband told me afterwards, because I didn't have a watch. I didn't have any sort of instrument on me to tell time, but he did say that I was about like 10, 15 minutes late. So it happens. Don't worry about it. Just be prepared for it. The next truth is that you might have to pay for people who don't show up. Now, you may know this, you may not know this, but that does happen. So, you know, for example, if you're getting married in the Hudson Valley, you'll know that many venues have guest minimums. Now, with COVID, that might, you know, that's obviously changing, but let's say this is like a normal time. You have guest minimums. You have to meet that guest minimum. So, for example, our guest minimum was 100 people, but we had 92 people come. So 8 people couldn't make it, but we had to guarantee 100 people. So we still had to pay for those 8 people that didn't show. And it's not like they didn't show. Like, we knew ahead of time, you know, they weren't going to be able to make it. But don't let that worry you, okay? So speak with your venue or your caterer, you know, see if they may be able to like throw in like an extra appetizer or maybe uplighting or give you those meals to take home with you. And that way you can keep them in your freezer so that, you know, when you come back from your honeymoon or after your wedding, you could relive that meal and eat that meal over and over again, because you are paying for it. So you might as well have it. So definitely make sure, if you know that you're not reaching that minimum and you have to pay for them, definitely talk to your venue or your caterer to see what they can do for you to make up that money. The next truth is people aren't going to care about the details as much as you. And you know, for me as a DIY bride, this was something that was very hard for me to come to terms with, because, you know, I spent a lot of time making everything for our wedding. The thing is, people really just don't care as much as you, and it's nothing bad. You know, it's just the way it is. They're not going to care as much about it as you do, because it's your wedding. And just by default, you're going to care more about it than somebody else. So don't worry so much about the details. Don't worry about making everything absolutely perfect, because really the only person that's going to care as much as you is you. The next truth about your wedding that nobody tells you is that your relationships with your bridal party may change. And you know, you want your bridal party to be, you know, your siblings, your best friends, you know, those who mean the most to you. But the truth is, you know, especially if you have like a really big bridal party, the truth is, years from now, those people may not be in your life, you know, and I really don't want to sound like a Debbie Downer here, but, you know, this happened to me. You know, one of my maids of honor, we were best friends forever and ever and ever, and we just went our separate ways. You know, we were no longer in each other's lives. You know, it wasn't anything bad. We didn't have a falling out. You know, nothing happened. You know, we just grew up and grew apart. And so, you know, you need to be aware of this. Now, you might be thinking, oh, that's not going to happen to me, because I did the same thing. I thought, that's not going to happen to me. We've been best friends forever. And, you know, we've been through so much. But the reality is that may happen. So, you know, this is why I say, don't use your bridal party. Don't ask people to be in your bridal party as, you know, to repay a favor or anything like that. Choose wisely. Choose those who really mean a lot to you, who you know are going to be in your lives for a long time. And you may or may not know it at the time if they are or not, But just choose wisely. And also, keep it small. You know, the smaller the bridal party, there's a lot of benefits to having a small bridal party. And one of the benefits is knowing that these are people who mean the most to you. So that is a truth. Like I said, I don't want to sound like Debbie Downer, but that can happen. So just be prepared, because years from now, you might be looking at your photos and think, oh, like, you know, what happened? So just be prepared for that. Now, this next truth was something that I had no idea could happen. And it just kind of it blew my mind that this could even be a thing, but this is a thing. And it's that some guests may come to your ceremony even if they weren't invited to the wedding. Now, this is more for people who might get married in a church or something like that. You know, this isn't if you're getting married and having a reception at the same location. This probably will not apply to you. But this is for people who are, you know, maybe getting married at a church or some sort of house of worship. And that's, you know, guests may show up who weren't invited to the wedding. So, you know, think about this, right? I'm sure many of you listening have been to St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan, right? That's a public space. How many of you have gone to St. Patrick's to do some sightseeing and noticed there's a wedding going on? That's the kind of situation I'm talking about. You know, while you may not be getting married at St. Patrick's Cathedral, you may be getting married somewhere else. That type of thing might happen. You know, you may, if you're getting married in a church, chances are your name is probably going to be in their bulletin, or they might make some announcement of who's getting married. So if a parishioner sees your listing, you know, maybe they know your parents, maybe they know you, maybe they know somebody else. They may ask to come to just the service only. They know they're not invited to the wedding. They're not asking for an invite to the wedding, but they may ask to come to the service. The next truth is that the most relieved you will ever feel is during your recessional. You planned your wedding, you said I do, you exchanged the rings, you're now officially married. The first thing that came to my mind was, we did it! We finally did it! And as we're like walking out the church, we're going down, we're in the recessional, I just took the biggest sigh of relief. Like, I literally felt like a ton of bricks was just lifted off my shoulders, because all the formalities are over with. All the timelines are over with. You're worrying about getting to the church on time, all the anxiety of planning, all of that, it was done. The only thing we had to worry about was getting to the reception, eating, and having a good time. All of that other stuff was all done and over with. And our photographer captured that moment, and we have the biggest smiles on our faces. It was pure euphoria. The next truth is that you're going to feel absolutely gutted when your wedding ends. Now, you know, there's something called post-wedding blues. It is an absolutely real psychological thing. And, you know, everybody tells you your wedding day is your best day ever. But when that final song is played, and when the last guests leave and the house lights go up and the staff is packing up everything and it's all over, you're going to feel gutted. Now, here's the thing though, right? Your wedding day is not the end. Your wedding day is the beginning of a marriage. Your wedding day is just one day. But what makes you feel gutted about it, even though you have an entire lifetime of marriage together, what makes you feel so gutted that your day is over is that you spent so long planning this day, and this day was on your mind forever and ever and ever. And like I mentioned in part one, it goes by so fast, and now it's done. And there's a little part of you that thinks, well, now what? So it's a little bittersweet. So that's a truth that nobody tells you, but definitely be prepared to feel that emotion. You're going to feel a lot of emotions by the time your wedding day is over. You're going to feel euphoric. You're going to feel gutted. You're going to feel exhausted. There's a lot of things that are going to happen. And this is going to be one of those feelings that you can feel. Now, the next truth is that your guests are going to be at your wedding and they're going to be taking photos if you want it. If you have an unplugged wedding, they probably won't, but most of them are going to be taking photos. But the thing is, you probably will never see those photos. That's why everybody's creating hashtags. That's why, you know, everybody has wedding websites. And, you know, because with a hashtag, everybody could post those photos online and you can quickly gather them. But chances are they're not going to give them to you personally. You're probably only going to see a fraction of all those photos taken. And the reason is because those guests, you know, they want them for their own memories, and they probably don't think that they're good enough or that you'd be interested in seeing them because, you know, it's from their lens, it's from their camera, it's from their point of view. So they probably are probably thinking, well, you know, they don't really need to see these. They're probably not interested, or they may not have the time to email them to you or even like print hard copies and send them to you. So, you know, for whatever reason, you may not see them. And we tried very hard to get photos back. You know, we sent instructions like, oh, if you have photos, you know, we'd love to see them, send them here. And we really didn't see any of them. So just be prepared that, you know, you're going to see a lot of people with their phones out taking photos, but you'll probably only see a fraction of them, if that. The next truth, and this is kind of a no-brainer, but I'm going to say it anyway. Never give your rings to kids or dog ring bearers, because dogs could take off with them. Kids are really cute, but they're also not very responsible. So you want to make sure that your rings are kept with somebody responsible, kept with an adult. You know, they're very expensive. They are part of the day. You can't really get married without, you know, your rings. It's part of the day. You know, you just have to be careful. You know, if you have a little kid with a pillow, they're probably not, depending on the age, they're probably not going to hold that pillow upright. So, you know, you obviously want to make sure that they're tied to that pillow very tightly. Like I said, with a dog, they could take off, they could do whatever, you know, anything can happen, even if it's tied, you know, the tie could come loose or whatever. So you definitely want to make sure that your rings are with an adult at all times. So the best thing to do is, you know, even if you have a ring bearer, they could walk down the aisle with a ring, with a pillow, but just make sure that the rings are with somebody else. You know, make sure that your best man or your maid of honor has them. The next truth is that you're going to be very warm all day. Even if it's the dead of winter, you're going to be very warm all day because your endorphins are going, your adrenaline is pumping, you're going to be the center of attention, there's so much excitement, you're running around all day, you know, your dress or your tux, you know, they're heavy, they're not going to be very breathable, you're going to be warm all day. And I remember, you know, we got married in early October, and it, you know, October is kind of a transition month in the Hudson Valley, so it could be really hot or really cold. And this happened to be like a kind of a chilly day. And I remember my bridal party, you know, they were in strapless dresses and they were saying how chilly it was and they were cold. And I was sweating. You know, I was so pumped. I was really, really warm. So just be aware of that. You know, I know the trend now is to have dresses with long sleeves, which is so beautiful. But if you know that you're going to run hot, if you know that you're going to sweat, if you know that it may not be comfortable for you to have long sleeves, you know, maybe have it so they're detachable, or, you know, maybe do like a change of outfit, or just not do sleeves altogether, because you will be very, very, very warm. Nobody told me this. I found out about this the hard way, but, you know, you will be warm. So just be aware of that. The next truth is to always check your reception area. This isn't so much a truth as it is sort of like, I don't know, like a little tip, but always check your reception area. You know, no matter where you're having your wedding, even if your wedding planner set it all up, make sure you step away from things for a few minutes to check out the room before your guests arrive, because you want to make sure that things are the way you want them. You want to make sure that your cake is where you want it. You just want to make sure that everything is the way you want it. And plus, it's going to give you a chance to see the room empty without anybody there. So you could actually really get some great photo ops in that space while it's empty. So that's another reason why you want to check your reception area and go to the reception area first. And it's funny, what happened with us was when we checked our reception area, I looked at the cake and there were supposed to be flowers on the cake. There were no flowers. And, you know, I had asked, you know, if there were flowers that they could put on it, if the flowers arrived. And, you know, they were so like, you know, they really got on it right away. They're like, oh my gosh, yes, 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 we have the flowers, we'll put them on. So, you know, that's something that you want to check on first, because you don't want to walk in when all your guests are there and see that, you know, there's something wrong with your cake and then you can't fix it. So you want to be able to make sure that you fix it before the guests arrive. So now we have two more. We're almost at the end. The truth, this last truth, second to last truth, is the most important part of your wedding day is signing your marriage license. Now, I know this sounds so boring. This sounds so unromantic. But honestly, that marriage license, without signing that, means nothing. You're not married unless you sign that. So you need to make sure, and I mentioned this in one of my earlier episodes too, at the day of our rehearsal, that's when it was supposed to be signed and I forgot it at home. So make sure someone very responsible has that document. It is a legal document. It needs to be signed by you and your spouse and two witnesses. So it's very important. And your officiant after the wedding will mail it off. And then by the time you come home from your honeymoon or 2 weeks, you know, a few weeks later, you're going to get the official document, marriage license, in the mail. So really, the most important thing is your marriage license. You know, I know it sounds unromantic and it sounds really kind of blah, but that is the truth. So no matter what your dress looks like, no matter what kind of food you have, no matter where you have your ceremony or your reception, if that license is not signed, it means nothing. It's null and void. And the last truth, and again, this is going to sound very cliche, but this is the absolute honest to God truth. Your wedding day will be the best day ever. I know it's a hashtag. I know it's a great saying. I know people say it all the time. But the honest, honest truth is that it will be the best day ever. No matter if there's flowers on your cake or not, no matter if people are dancing or not dancing, no matter what happens, your wedding is the best day ever. It is the day that you marry your best friend. It is the day that's full of excitement and love and family and friends and good food and good drinks and good dancing. It is the stuff of fairy tales. And it is the one day in your entire life that you will have all your family and all your friends and everybody that means something to you together in one room. The reality is, you know, birthday parties don't, you know, you don't really get that same attendance. You might get it for an anniversary, but your wedding is the only day that that happens. And so it will seriously be the best day ever. So it is easy just to say, you know, oh, hashtag best day ever. But honestly, it really, really is. So that concludes our 30 truths about your wedding day that nobody tells you. And like I mentioned last time, I would love to hear from you. If you are already married, I'd love for you to tell me something about your wedding that you learned in hindsight. What's something that you found out that nobody told you that somebody else might need to know? You can follow us on Instagram at WedConnectHV or at SBS Wedding Prep. And if you're a Hudson Valley bride or groom, you can find us over at WeddingConnectionsHV.com for a ton of local inspiration for your wedding day. So until next time, happy planning.